Hello, and welcome to Trisha's Talk 101, where we talk about mostly anything, from what's what in entertainment, the latest fashion trends and styles, to who's who on the big screen, to what's going on here in the Mid-South. Go get your snacks, kick back, relax, and let me tell you how it is. Hello, and welcome to Trisha's Talk 101, where we talk about mostly anything, from what's what in entertainment, the latest fashion trends and styles, to who's who on the big screen, to what's going on here in the Mid-South. Go get your snacks, kick back, relax, and let me tell you how it is.
Give your business the exposure it needs on one of the world's fastest growing internet talk shows. Sponsor the Emily Pearl Show today and reach local, national, and international buyers. Call us 901-644-7346. Message or inbox us on Facebook and Twitter, or email us now. EmilyPearlsKirk@gmail.com. You've got plenty to say, so do it the Emily Pearl Show way. That's 901-644-7346. 901-644-7346.
Bye. Come on, baby, don't you make me laugh. Bye.
right. I hope you guys can hear me now. Yeah, we have to try something different tonight. But, we are having these storms in Memphis. They turn down wires, holes, and everything like that. And so we just been trying to do the best we can to stay live. So if you can hear me, press 1 now on your cell phone so you know that you hear me. That we're going to go to just one more sponsor here. And I want to give you a chance to press 1 because it's going to be the only way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, y'all. Okay, y'all let me know. All right. You do hear me. Okay, so hopefully you don't mind talking with me tonight. Yeah, my girl Trisha came all back from college and got her job. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, teens will still be teens. And, of course, she not Miss Emily Pearl's knowing time enough so that I could have arranged to do a pre-recording show of her show. And I'm going to get her about that. Yeah, I will. But she knows that I can always pitch in for her. And that's what I want to pitch in for. So she was going to talk about part 2 of Is It Okay to Ask Someone to Propose to a Man? All right. Well, if you missed her first part, she had a lot of good things to say. You know, she's kind of very wise in her age. And I respected a lot of things that she had to say because she and I basically agreed on the same thing. She had some callers to call in. Basically agreed with what Trisha, the host, said. And that was that for her, and she couldn't speak for anyone but herself, but she said for her, it was not going to happen. And you know what? I agree. I did agree with her on that show. And so what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to take a little quick break. When I come back, I'm going to grab a coffee. Y'all know how that is. And when I come, I only send commercials only, I promise. I'll be right back. And we're going to talk some more about that and give you guys a chance to give your opinion on it, okay? All right, y'all stay tuned so I can finally get live.
Have I got great news for you? I'll bet you haven't heard about the new Graham Media Inc. That's right. We are no longer Channel 17, but Channel 19. And we run your ads 24 hours a day now instead of 12 hours late night. That's right. Your business ads will show mornings, afternoons, evenings, and late night. And we kept our same low advertising prices for you. Call us now and give your business the exposure it deserves. 901-351-4747. That's 901-351-4747. Or email me, emily@grahammedia.net.
Gotta get a little sugar in my coffee. I can't do anything without my little sugar, y'all. I'm hanging on the coffee, I know. Okay, so we're gonna get into this topic, and I want to know what you guys have to say before, you know, I pour out my opinion on y'all. I'm so heavy, you know. Okay, can you see? I guess you guys still hear me. Let me go to the line. I want to greet my people that are in the studio. Make sure y'all hear me. Okay, let's see here. Everything's kind of low. Hey, listener, can you hear me? Listener, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, thank you. You had me scared there for a minute. Okay, I didn't really call, to talk since I got you, if you want an opportunity to do so now, you are certainly welcome. Would you like to talk now, or you want me first, or later on in the show, and see if we hear anybody else that calls in? Okay, she's listening. Okay. All right, we're going to the green room that you're going to listen to. So thank you so much for letting me know that you did hear me. Okay, so I said that young lady, and it's the same, I think it's the same thing for asking a guy out on a date. You know, back feminism came about, a lot of the rules changed, you know, and the feminism movement took out, it took away from those ladies and those women who still wanted to feel treated special, like tender, loving, soft, ladylike woman, right? So that's what feminism took away. Feminism took away all that. Because the statement for feminism was this: I'm just as strong as you. I can do the same job you do. I don't need you to open door for me. I don't need you to open no car door for me. I don't need you to do nothing for me. You see what I'm saying? Out there in the listening audience, that's what feminism took away. Okay? Every woman didn't want that. Seriously, every woman did not want that. And so it ruined it for ladies.
The Cupboard Restaurant in Memphis, Tennessee is world famous for some of the best food and southern hospitality you'll ever find, and is a celebrity favorite. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, The Cupboard Restaurant is located at 1400 Union Avenue, one block east of Cleveland, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Got a large group? Groups of any size are welcome, and catering is available. While you're there, pick up a copy of Charles Capalla's world-famous cupboard cookbook. Check out their website at www.thecupboardrestaurant.com. That's The Cupboard Restaurant, 1400 Union, 901-276-8015. A proud sponsor of The Emily Pearl Show.
If you're getting married, having a fundraiser, graduation, family reunion, or it's your birthday party, and you need music and entertainment, Set Sail Entertainments presents professional disc jockeys with dynamic light shows and concert-powered sound systems. Set Sail Entertainments has famous local Memphis area disc jockeys, DJ D Smooth, DJ One Nation, DJ Red Assassin, and DJ CP3, ready to perform for you. Just call 901-488-9931. Set Sail Entertainments at 901-488-9931. Set Sail Entertainment logos and disc jockeys' trade names are trademarked. Just call 901-488-9931. A proud sponsor of The Emily Pearl Show.
in this conversation where your opinion matters and the topic is open for discussion. Let's have dinner and a conversation. The lines are now open.
Hello, good evening, guys. Welcome to the studio. This is Candace, Candace Conversation. Hello. The studio is breaking up really. Our lines are breaking up really bad.
Go ahead. I can hear you.
Welcome to the studio, guys. This is Candace Conversation. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties. Our power has in the studio has went out again, but we're still going to go live on the air tonight. We're sorry about this. This is no fault of ours. It's Mother Nature. We have no control of it. We have R&B singer Chantelle in the studio tonight, and we're going to be talking with her, and she's going to be telling us a little about her music and how she got started. We're so excited to have her in the studio because she was due to air last week. However, we had power issues with the weather here, and we're sorry about that. Again, we have no control of Mother Nature, and we do apologize. Chantelle, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hey, Chantelle, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to have you tonight. Like I said, we were delayed last week. We had to reschedule for this week. We had problems, and then just like 5 minutes before the show, the power went out again in the studio.
Oh.
It's like crazy.
My goodness.
But we're gonna push through tonight and go on with our show. We have a great show. We have a great artist. And like I said, Chantelle is in the studio tonight. We're so happy to have her. I've been so looking forward to this. So, Chantelle, tell our listeners a little about yourself.
Well, as far as myself, I'm an R&B singer a little bit from West Palm Beach, Florida. Basically focused on this music, trying to, get this music out there and different things like that. I do a lot of different variety of music. I have a little bit of rock, R&B, rap, like I said before, different things like that. So.
Okay. Yes. Like I said, our studio power went out, but we will. I'll put her MP3. Try to get it to you guys. If I have to do it on my Facebook, you all know my Facebook fan page. You can go there. We'll try to have it on there. As well, so you guys send this. She has a beautiful voice, a beautiful. Can you tell a cappella a little something for us so they can get a little taste of what your music
is? Sure. I'll sing a little bit. Let's see. Sometimes I find myself crying out for love. It's only one person in my life I'm always speaking of.
That was beautiful. Yay. That was great. Thank you for that. We just want to get an audience a bit so they can see how what I
yes.
hear. And know that, but no, word of mouth is great. But when you hear it with your own ears, you're like, wow. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, lovely. She deserves so many round of applause for that. And she did it a cappella, guys. You see how she did it? As soon as I asked, she went straight to it. That's professionalism. So that's professionalism, and I really appreciate that. And this is
no problem.
Her style is so bold. And so if you go to my Facebook fan page, I have a picture of Chantelay, and on my fan page, I have a picture of her in a photograph. And she's a beautiful young lady. I mean, her style, her boldness, you can see it in her eyes. You know, she just carried it well. You can tell that she's a force to be reckoned with, and I'm looking so forward to hearing so much more from her in the music industry, because she's a great talent and she has what it takes to go all the way to the top nonstop.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so we're definitely looking forward to seeing you doing big things in this music industry. And tell us a little about your record label, who you signed with, your production company.
Well, right now I'm not signed with anyone right now. I basically am working on being like an independent artist. I am working with a producer. His name is Henry Fuse. They call him Hennessy. He has worked with Monica and several other artists in the industry. That's who has, he was doing my album Now and, my past album as well. So he's a great producer, awesome producer.
Okay, that is good, because it's always good when you're in this industry to have people in your corner that you can trust, because this industry can be very hard. It can be very, you have to just have to have people that's in your corner in order to make it to the next level in this industry.
Exactly.
And I'm glad that you have somebody that can to look over you and kind of be there for you and know the music industry,
Someone
like Monica, he has, a lot of experience in this line of work,
dealing with music artists.
So for you, how do you find it as being a female, a young, up-and-coming artist? What kind of things that you have run into, you seem to have seen in this industry that has been maybe a problem or a stumbling block?
As far as that goes, it's weight. The industry, as far as like, because I am a plus size woman, and I noticed that they basically judge, a lot of them judge off of size and not talent. So it's like, that's what I've ran into several times, being in front of labels and different things like that and stuff like that. So, I started really, representing plus-size women, like, big time. I even have songs. I have a song called Big Girl. And that is basically, like, motivating plus size women to keep, don't worry about what people say, and different things like that. Just keep going. You'll be okay.
You know, not just in the music industry. I find that in modeling and anything to do with any public figure type situation, that people could be very judgmental, and they have this idea in their mind what a perfect person supposed to look like, and real people just don't look like that. Real women have curves, And like I said, I know that you push through so much. You're a beautiful young lady, and I want you to keep on being positive and looking up towards the heavens, because God has a lot in store for you. Your talent is so amazing. It's so great, and I know you're going to be unstoppable. Just keep doing whatever you're doing, because you're doing it well. Have the type of talent that you display, you were truly blessed to have that talent, and it's truly meant to be heard by the world. You have a really beautiful voice.
Thank you so much.
So do you have any upcoming projects that we can be looking out for, or anything in the works?
Yes, actually, I teamed up with a rapper. Her name is Chameleon. She was signed with Trick Daddy at one point. And we teamed up or whatever. We, you know, we've been working on certain things and different things like that. And also, I worked with a couple other, you know, artists. I worked with a poet. Her name is Zipporah Jael. And, I mean, she's an awesome poet. And she just came out with her album. And I'm actually the first song on her album called Willing. And, I mean, she's an awesome, awesome poet. So I've just been trying to do different things with different artists that's really, like, you know, doing some things in this industry and stuff like that.
So do you have any music that's been released yet that we can find maybe iTunes or something of that nature? Do you have anything that's been released?
Yes, I have an album. It's called Chantelet the Thirst Quencher. And you can find that basically on different websites and iTunes, Rhapsody, different things like that. You know, like I said before, that album is basically a variety of different things that people have been through, whether it's breakups, getting together, meeting somebody, or even a little, you know, I even have a little rock on there. So it's a pretty cool cool album. It was fun, you know, recording that. And now I'm recording some other things right now, some other songs and different things like that, working on a second album.
Okay. And what was the name of that album again? Say it again.
It's Chantelet. It's Chantelet, the Thirst Quencher. It's on Chantelay. That's how you spell Chantelet.
Okay. Do you have, let me ask you something. What's the type of music you do? And like I said, you know, on your profile picture, your style is so bold and so, you know, it's like retro, you know, that retro type. Yeah. So tell me some of the artists that you were sort of the type of artist that you kind of looked up to or wanted to sort of be like or, yes.
Wow. I first I got to say Missy Elliott. I love that lady. Like, she's just awesome in so many ways. Like, I mean, you know, get missing for a while and then come back with a hit. You know, it's just like somebody that, you know, I really looked up to. As a kid, I really looked up to, Whitney as a kid, you know, when I was a kid and different things like that. There's so many, you know, so many artists that I really love and would love to work with, actually. You know, but I really do feel like, you know, I really will work with Missy first.
Well, I tell you one thing is, Missy has a level of professionalism that's so amazing. And if you got the opportunity to work with her, that would be so great, because I'm certain she can share so many different experiences and different level of this industry with you, and she would be a good role model to kind of guide you through the situation. And like you said, Missy is she's very talented. I mean, she's amazingly talented. She can do, she has a broad spectrum of things that she can do, you know, from the dance and the choreographing and the music. You know, she just really put it all together. And you know, anytime Missy is involved in something, it's going to be it's going to be off the chain great. So, so I hope I know, you know, there would be someone wonderful with your voice. She could do, it would be amazing.
Thank you.
And of course, Wendy, the great late Wendy Houston, is such an iconic spirit and person being. So many people loved her. You know, she's, oh my goodness, she could sing like, oh, no one. You know, like the gates of heaven just opened up.
I know, right?
Yeah, she just had that kind of voice. You know, she had a voice. Her voice was like, you know, you know, she had the biggest heart to hold all that inside of her. Yes.
Yes.
Well,
definitely.
We're going to check and see if we have anybody on the lines that may have questions. Chantelet, they may want to ask you.
Okay.
Any callers, we'll just go to the lines and check.
Okay.
And see if there's anyone on the line.
Hi, Chantelet. This is Emily Pearls. I'm enjoying you. We need everyone to press 1. Press 1 if you want to talk to Chantelet. We're going to give you a chance to do that, and we'll be right back while you are pressing 1. All right?
You're listening to Candid Conversation. I'm Candy, and we will be right back.
Chantelet, and we are back live Studio B out of New York.
We're back, and this is Candy. Do we have anyone that is on the lines? And
yes,
hello.
Live with a call. You're live with a caller now. Speak to caller, please.
Hey, caller.
Hi. This is Zipporah JL. Hi, Chantelet. How are you doing?
Hi, Zipporah, how you doing?
I am great. It's so awesome to hear your voice. Oh, my
God.
It's been
awesome to hear your voice, too.
I just wanted to say thank you so much. I was like, I have to get on here. I have to, like, say thank you so much, Chantelet, for featuring on my album, my poetry album. You know, it's just so amazing how you can just do so many different things. Like when you have amazing voice, you know, you have an angelic voice, and your voice really speaks to the people. You know, it speaks to people's soul. And I had to get you on my album, and I'm so thankful that you, you know, you feature on there. I mean, I've been getting so many likes and so many comments about Willing, and it's pretty much everybody's favorite. And you really made a difference on that track.
Thank you so much, Zipporah. If you guys have not heard about this poet, I'm telling you, she is amazing. Her name is Zipporah JL, JAEL. And I'm telling you, like, we did a song about, it was basically, it's called Willing. And I'm telling you, it's like an amazing, amazing song. So, you know, look her up. Her name is Zipporah JL. You know,
I tell you what, why don't we bring her, have her on my show? That would be awesome.
Man.
Yes. When we get through interviewing, I get with you and we get with her on the phone and we'll set that up.
Oh, that's awesome.
That would be amazing.
Yes.
That would be amazing. Yeah, because, I mean, Chantelet, you know you did that. Like, you came into the studio and you just laid it down. It was just amazing. And I love your albums. I love your music. And I'm definitely a huge fan of yours. So
I'm
hearing you
well.
On the radio.
definitely. Yes. Thank you so much. And Zipporah, like, I guess stay online or whatever so, you know, you could talk to Candy and different things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I had a question for you, Chantelet.
Okay.
Are you working right now? Are you working on anything currently?
I am, actually. I just finished writing a song. It's about a breakup. And I really am feeling this song. I just have not recorded it yet. But I do have several songs that I have recorded recently. So,
yeah. Okay,
so yeah,
okay,
so
okay.
I'm basically working on that. And you know I'm going to have you on my album too as well.
Right. Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. That's what's
yes,
up. That's
definitely.
What's up.
Definitely.
Well, it was good hearing you, Chantel.
Good hearing
good
you too. Okay.
Okay. Don't hang up. Stay. We're going to put you back in the green room. But stay on and listen to the rest of the show. We don't have but a little while more to go, but definitely you want to finish listening to your girl. Because she, like you said, she has an amazing voice, amazing presence, and I'm just so honored to have her on my show.
Oh.
And so, and I know she's going to do big things. We're going to be hearing
a
lot about
it. It is a pleasure to be here. It's definitely a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, okay. We're going to put you back in the room, a green room now. And thank you for calling, caller.
Yeah, she's in the green room. I'm going to get a caller.
Okay.
Go ahead. We're live with Chantelle and Candice Conversation.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, we're here.
Hi. Hi, this is Shirley Taylor. Hi, Chantelle. How you doing?
Hi, Shirley. How are you?
Chantelle. And that's your mail.
Chantelle.
What's going on? How you
Nothing.
Doing?
Good. I was just calling in. I heard the interview. I love it. I just wanted to say, like, you're just so amazing. You have, like,
aww,
your talent is just ridiculous. And I tell you all the time, like, as far as your writing skills, with your writing skills, you really need to start writing for other people while you're on your little break or whatever, because, like, your writing skills is amazing. Like, I know there are so many people out there that love your music and can make it go to the next level on your little break while you're breaking or whatever.
Aww.
So I really do love your music. I love the words that you put into it. I love all the beats and different things that you have as far as your production-wise goes. You really put a lot of thought into it. So I just want to say I'm so proud of you, and I can't wait for your new album and everything to come out. And Shamel about to snatch the phone out of my hand, so here he go.
Okay.
Hey,
Chantelle.
Hey. Hey, what's going on? Hey, you know we love your music. I have a question.